Begin the current daf. Masech the Sanhedrin daf Yudav. Begin the daf. Begin the Tzitzis Masech. Begin the Zigmar of Basco. So what's a daughter of a voice? Yesham, some say Shlohay Yisrael and Koil that they wouldn't hear the sound Hayitzim in the Shemayim that went directly out of heaven. Ela Metoich Oyes a Koil. Rather from that voice Yitzu Kol Acher comes out another voice. Kamei Po'amim. Like at some time Shadam Maka B'Koich. Someone forcibly makes a bang. V'shama kol acher hayitzim in the lemarachig. You hear an echo that comes out at a distance. But he said koil hayishum, and that's the sound they would hear. V'kach koir and oisa bas kol. Therefore, they call the daughter of the kol. That koil produces another kol, and that's what they hear. They don't hear directly. Next test matter begins zimbocham bnei adracham agicharim. That you don't make a leap here only if you need it. Let's say adracham because of the roads, of agicharim, the bridges. I have a hide like Chashav Gimel, someone will come on. Why don't you actually include the three primary reasons that the Gemara brings on Amud Beis? The reason Mishum Dal Shnayim Mehen Me'abim, because if you have two of those three things, that itself is enough to make a leap year. But these things, Afil Echad Mehani Me'abim, even one of them, you would make a leap year. And that's in contrast to the other things on the base, the other than, and for those, you need to have at least two. And actually, the Brisa, the Samach, regarding the Brisa shortly, regarding the goats that are too young, and the lambs, and the birds that didn't yet mature, why don't we mention those three things there too? That's because for the other way, actually, because those that we mentioned shortly, even if you have two of them, imam in the love, that would be not enough to make a leap year. It just could be as an assist. With one of those three of them on the day. So these two lists don't fit for that one, either because they need two and this was one, or actually because those two would help, and here even two or three wouldn't help. It just could be used with one of those other ones from the three to help. Continue the next time to begin the Zigmar. The Golis is Rosh Nekim coming, or from the people from the diaspora, but they left their place and they're not going to make it. From the Hanach the Yasri Beretz Yisrael, because in contrast, those from Eretz Yisrael, if Ein Tzarich L'Ab, you don't have to make a leap here for that they won't make it, because that Fila Achron Yoch Lagia, because even the furthest away in Eretz Yisrael could reach Meresh Chodesh Nisan, for Meresh Chodesh Nisan at Pesach, which was what we're making, which we're extending until Pesach. The Tanya Perikam, the Tanya, as they learned in the first Perikam Tanya, that Yud Kabeshelis Kesham, that for the requesting of rain, test for Yom Achachag, we wait 15 days after Sukkot. Kadesh Yigi Achach Shavisol Nahapras, that the furthest one away in Eretzol could get to the Euphrates, which is all the way at the end. So again, it's not more than 15 days. So they'll make it for Eretz Yisrael, which is 15 days to the 15th of Nisan, but further away, they may not make it. In Golias. Says, no, it's not 30 days, it's Chaydish. Now, Hachabashra, now Gemara, it sounds like the Chaydish Tam, when it just says, an opinion says, unspecifically, a month, who Chaydish Chaser, it's a 29-day month. And B'chein Perkamadu, we find the Gemara, Ksubis Daf, Aina, Alpha, Menavka, B'chaydish Molev, B'chaydish Chaser, by full or a lacking month, Ikebenai, that's between them that we call the one that's 30 Molev, and the one that says Chaydish is 29. Now, because what's difficult, because the B'sef HaChaylitz, the Gemara, Yevomis, Ab Mechaz, Ben Zermin, we say, what's a Yerach? Shleishim Yomim, it's 30 days. Shleishim is 30. And Yomim is Shleishim, days is also 30. So you see that Yerach is 30. Meaning Stam Chaydish is 30. So to the first parak in Nazir, Dav Heman Al, Parak Ligmar, as Ve'ema Shleishim, say it's 30, Kedech Sevat Chaydish Yamim. But one thing you see is that it's saying that the word Chaydish means 30. Shlomo says, what you can say is, yes, the Lashon Ter L'chud. Biblical terminology is one thing, that means 30. Lashon Chacham L'chud, but in the terminology of the Chacham, like Shem Galila in the Mishnah, it would mean 29. Or you know, another part you could say is Hacha here, or Ba'amadir, and the other source for burning Ksubis. The Kama Tanakama sends the Tanakama saying Shleishim 30. So Mucha Milsa, so obviously the Idach Tana Chaydish Chasis, or the other Tana that says Chaydish, obviously means 29. But if it doesn't, then you're right, in general, Chaydish would mean 30.